and you're right.
And now the NutraMedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And we have Lowell Ponte here, the amazing geopolitical author analyst. And I like your little statement here, Prospero Anno, progressive godless religion. Let's get into this. Let's explain what really is going on here with the godless demon rats, I call it.
Oh, well, that's now going back weeks. I mean, that's an old column. But sure. I mean, the
Do you have a newer column that you want to send me a new column?
Sure. Oh, of course.
I thought my latest column
is on the outlaw left. The outlaw left and the roaring 2020.
Ah, okay. I don't think I have that one because I have your Radio Right email, and let's see. I don't see it.
Well, holidays were a strange time. In any event, we can talk about religion if you want.
Yeah, you can actually. Why don't you send me that one while we're going, and we'll talk about religion first, and then we'll get into your new column. Just email it to me on the break, okay? Okay, go ahead. First off, you mentioned it in this old column, which is the 30th of December, when you send it over here. It talks about progressives and their godless religion. In fact, some of the statements almost sound pseudo-religious from, like, Buttigieg, this maniac who pretends to be pseudo-religious, or even Nancy Pelosi. I call her Palousy because she's a lousy person. And she says she's prayerful, but the problem is she misspells it. It's P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y. She's praying on the average American citizen and praying on the bones of Donald J. Trump, who's been removed from power. She prays a lot.
Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has now gone so far over the edge that she should be the one to have her head examined to look into whether she is too mentally ill to hold any position of public trust.
That's obvious.
She, in recent days, has said she believes she has the power to dictate to the U.S. Senate, even though she's head of the House, she's going to dictate to the Senate how it must hold impeachment hearings.
Right.
And if they don't do as she wishes, she will not even give the formal paperwork to them.
Well, I think you're going to see a motion in the Senate to... You're going to see a motion in the Senate to dismiss the whole charges, because after a certain number of days with no charges and no crime, the Senate will probably write a thing to dismiss. Now, what they should do parallel to that, though, and this is unassociated with impeachment, they should start a full Senate investigation of Joe Biden and his son and the departments within the government that did illegal activities under Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett, his actual handler in the White House, under the years of the Abominator, I call him. That's, you know, like the Terminator, I call him the Abominator. Good term, hey?
Well, not only is she saying that she is superior in power to the United States Senate, she's also declared that she is superior in power to Donald Trump, the president.
Really?
She has said that she believes she has the power to dictate to the president how he must conduct foreign policy, particularly war, against fast-hitting terrorist enemies of the United States.
Really?
Well, that might have been quasi-true 200 years ago. But for the last 100 years, the progressives in our government have totally undermined the basis of the Constitution in these areas. Nowadays, the government simply goes ahead. The president does what he wishes. It's rather like the shift that happened in the Roman world in antiquity between the Roman Republic, which was bad enough, and the Roman Empire. And, of course, what happened is the Roman emperor eventually just took over all the power of the Senate. He just allowed the Senate to continue to operate ceremonially. But Nancy Pelosi now believes she's superior to the Senate. She's superior to the president. She can condemn him legally and I guess, impeach him for that matter, for exercising his power over war. But the president was given power as commander-in-chief over war. And the War Powers Act does not change that. I mean, he can go ahead and initiate a war for 30 or 60 days without any congressional permission or approval or comment at all. The other thing, of course, that's ridiculous about this is the Democrats are now demanding that Trump was somehow evil because he did not consult with the House of Representatives in advance. Now, understand, this is not the old House of Representatives of patriotic Americans. This is the new House of Representatives run by people like Ilhan Omar, one of the most vile anti-Semites ever to live on this planet.
Right.
I mean, if you were to turn over information by the president that he was planning in 24 hours to strike the head of Iran terrorist activities,
right?
How many seconds do you think it would take before she went to the press and did everything she could to warn the enemy and to disable the president and his ability to act? You know, the Democrats have already once been caught leaking information in a way that made it impossible for a president to act.
There's no such thing as non-leaks. The same thing as the Mueller-gate thing. Even Mueller himself didn't know what the hell was going on. It was run by this attorney that was actually running the whole thing as an attack job against Trump. Now, I'm not saying Trump's perfect. The man needs advice. For example, I believe we have what we call a Samuel Council. And people like you, me, John W. Spring, need to talk to mano a mano Trump. But in terms of overall thing, he had to kill this guy, whether or not it seemed to be justified. He also had to war game it out. Now, he's being very measured. They fired 15 missiles. Nobody died, so we can tell. I don't see any move whatsoever by America to do things. Now, here's what my advice is to Trump, if you're listening or an advisor. Here's the three or four things I want you to do. Number one, our main problem is not Iran. It's our allies that support Iran, people that want to sell Airbuses to Iran. Our second thing is we have to realize when Iran says they're going to weaponize uranium to attack Israel, that guarantees that Israel is going to have to bomb the Bashar reactor or they're going to get hit with missiles, including nukes. And when the Rouhani and the Ayatollah Khamenei actually says we're going to take out Tel Aviv and Haifa, the Israelis can't afford to allow even a missile to come into the territory because we don't have 100% missile defense, even with Iron Dome. So here's the predictions I gave yesterday, which I think are both geopolitical and prophetic, and we've had prophetic experts on. Number one, the Strait of Hormuz, if this continues to escalate, will close. The Bashar reactor will be bombed. Libya, and we talked about this on Monday with Susan Lindauer, Libya is being invaded right now with three air shipments a day from a Turkish airline working with Erdogan and an alliance with Iran to invade Libya and support the Muslim Brotherhood that lost the election 3 years ago. I expect that because Damascus has been pulled into this alliance, that when a conflict starts with Israel and Israel gets hit with missiles, Damascus will be nuked, just like it says in the Bible, and it'll be the place of hoot owls and wild animals. There won't be a living person there, even though it's the most continuous-lived city on earth, is Damascus, Syria. The seat of the caravan that went from Damascus, Syria to China twice a year, that my family, on my mother's side, the Bashars, owned that caravan to travel for thousands of years from Damascus to Syria, that city is going to be gone. And I also predict that because of this, lots of citizens inside Israel will die because we don't have 100% missile defense, and America will be in grave danger of Russia being pulled into this, like it says in Ezekiel 38 and 39, hooks in their jaws. I am against you, O Rosh, which are the Eastern Viking, red-haired Vikings, chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh, Moscow, Tobolsk, of Rush, Russia. They sing this song called the Vilna Gaon on the top of the Mount Masada when pilots get their license and their little wings. And they sing this song called the Vilna Gaon that goes back to Ezekiel. This prophecy is 2,700, 500 years, 50 years old. They know that this day is coming and it is now here. Now, I don't know if it's going to be months or years and God won't reveal it to me, but I can tell you these events are in the book. And I don't think Trump is looking for a war. He's looking for, he doesn't even look for regime change after they killed 1,000 of their own people. He's looking for them to, number one, stop enriching uranium, stop building missiles, stop supporting Hezbollah with money given by maniac Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Joe Biden. Joe Biden did some of the most insane things to support, for example, the alternative government in Iraq that caused them now to be actually passing a resolution to kick America out of Iraq that's maintaining peace there. How crazy is this?
Well, now let's understand the alternative government in Iraq is made up of political parties that were derived from Shiite militias.
Exactly.
Remember, there's a majority Shiite population in Iraq.
I know that,
they
but the Shiites...
They were suppressed by Saddam Hussein. Shia
exactly.
is, of course, the kind of religion identified with Iran. It was these Shiite militias that allowed more than 20,000 Iranian troops
right.
to enter Iraq,
right.
to come in. basically to take over the country that they had not been able to take over in the Iran-Iraq war.
Right.
So we're dealing with people who are insanely disloyal even to their own country.
Well, the reason why they're insanely
the
disloyal
is... Meanwhile, here's what happened. In the U.S., one last proof of Nancy Pelosi's insanity.
Right.
Consider
right.
this. The Democratic Party that she heads in the House, the Democratic Party not only helped pay for the Steele dossier and collude with Russia in attacking Trump with phony documents, but they are utterly dedicated, even to the moderate Michael Bloomberg, to taking away your guns. And what that means is they're committed to taking away your son's 22 caliber plinking rifle. But at the same time, they entered into a treaty knowing that it would lead to Iraq having nuclear weapons. So in other words, your son having a 22 caliber rifle is too dangerous to be tolerable. But Iran, which is made up of medieval, crazy, theocratic twelvers who want to bring about a global war that will lead to the triumph of Islam.
Right.
These people who want a nuclear war, ultimately, on the planet.
Right.
Barack Obama was willing to let them acquire, and of course his Iranian-raised Valerie Jarrett, sidekick, willing to let them have nuclear weapons.
She was born.
Which
she
is
was
more dangerous, a 22 caliber rifle or a nuclear weapon?
Right. Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran. She has a side company that makes billions of dollars manipulating geopolitical information. And she was the handler of Barack Obama, along with Zbigniew Brzezinski, whose daughter is actually in CNN. She's a host there, Mika Brzezinski. People need to start grasping that this small cabal of devils is running us into the ground and putting America in grave danger. Now, I'm not saying Trump is perfect, but let me tell you, the alternative is mind-boggling. Now, we need to get through to Trump to correct some of the things he's doing wrong. He doesn't understand that the drug cartels run by a sad division of CIA and the human and organ trade. He doesn't understand that our corporations are making deals so the illegal drugs come in here, including Chinese-made carfentanil at the tune of able to kill every American, is actually because we have corrupt senators and congressmen that circle between industry and government. We have a situation where even our application and acquisition of military weapons is driven by politics and money, not the best equipment for our soldiers and sailors and other people. And as a result, we're not prepared to do a real conflict because we don't have cyber protection, we don't have a missile defense. Last spring, 2019, Boeing Aerospace, after 4.5 years of study, said, we can't do your contract if we give you missile defense. So we don't have the brilliant Pebble system conceived in 1983 by Ronald Reagan when he met with Gorbachev. People don't get this, do they? They don't get it.
No,
they were being set up to fail, aren't we?
And they don't appreciate that China now planning to develop its own GPS system to step outside.
They don't need it.
They have not only space-based satellite destroyers, they also have ground-based laser cannon that can take out a GPS satellite in a fraction of a second.
Let me fill you in on a few information factoids from my intel sources. During the Bill Clinton era, under Lockheed Martin Intersputnik, a London stock exchange, they set up what's called the LEO satellite phone system. When they did it, it was a proxy to actually transfer technology to Russia and China for targeting of long-range missiles, and gave them satellite uplink stations to do that. They also allowed the Chinese to hack in and get technology such as our plasma death ray machines technology, which, by the way, was taken out of the hotel where Nikola Tesla was in the 1940s by Donald J. Trump's uncle. Did you know that?
Not just the 1940s. I think it was 1943 during World War II.
Right.
And which is why the FBI desperately wanted any kind of weapon Tesla might have developed.
He did. They got the death ray. I took care of the guys working on the death ray project in White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico. Okay? This is not secondhand information. Deagle is at the ground floor of this stuff, okay? I want people to know we have passed to our potential enemies, including Iran, not only weapons, including AQ Khan and Waziristan, northern Pakistan, weapons how to make nukes. We've weaponized our enemies to kill us.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. So I want you to continue this analysis because this is going to be very a non-boring year. This is going to be a very interesting year. And I believe it's going to be very prophetic. I see Donald Trump as being the most restrained president we've probably ever had. I expect, though, depending on the response, like, it's obvious that the Iranians, and this is something that was made by a comment on Fox, which I agree with, Iran is bold. And if they don't have resistance, they go really crazy, supporting with their billions of dollars they got from Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Joe Biden, Hezbollah, terrorists all over the world and so on, and spreading all kinds of nastiness. But on the other hand, once they get, the word term is going to be a bitch slapped by this monster being killed, which killed over 600 American servicemen and other people who've been terrorizing, and was playing another big event, which we caught on our intel, the very, very flaccid attack, which didn't kill anybody or destroy any major equipment, suggests to me that Iran wanted to save face, because this is an Asian thing, save face, but they didn't want to provoke something to really tick off Donald Trump, because the Iranians damn well know, and there's the three areas that he can do. Number one, financially, he can restrict any business dealings with Europeans and anybody else with Iran. He can actually start chaperoning ships and close off any trade with Iran and their oil ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Not them closing it, but us closing it. And number three, he can actually start taking out things like their military, things like their satellite-based systems, their ground-based radar, and other installations surgically without killing citizenry. And then he can actually start flying in equipment to these citizens who are being slaughtered by these maniac mullahs. Last week, I heard there was over 1,000 citizens protesting that were slaughtered by the Iranian police. This is not okay. The Iranian people are nice people.
Actually, there were more than 1,500.
Yeah. I'm sure the number is much more than that. Our number 1,500 probably isn't even correct. And I have, by the way, Iranian friends, so I know these are nice people. These are educated people. These are decent people. And what's been happening with the globalists manipulating Iran, including removing Mossadegh because he wanted the British Petroleum Plastic Company in the 50s to put in a plastics petrochemical plant, putting in the Shah and taking his butt out of there, and putting the Ayatollah Khomeini and putting in the Rouhani and these other maniacs that are 12 mommers that want to actually start a Muslim war to bring about the Mahdi and the Islamification. You have to understand, they preach. These maniacs preach that when Jesus, Yeshua, comes back, he's inferior to the Prophet Muhammad, and he beheads Christians, Jews, and atheists that don't convert to Islam. Did you know that's what they preach in Islam? They do. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, it can't be that bad. It's worse than you can imagine. And the fact that we actually gave, under Barack Obama, billions of dollars to these maniacs that would then not rebuild our country and their airports and their infrastructure. No, no, no. Their inflation rate now is 47%. The people are starving to death in Iran. They can't turn on the heat in their home. And they wonder, what's next? Well, what's next is we need to surgically remove the mullahs, and we need to let the people have an open election, have a secular country that allows them to actually have peace and security without and trade without the vileness of an attempted war, because attempting to attack Israel is a guarantee for their annihilation. And it says in the Bible that there'll be no place on earth that the population of Western Iran at the end times will have left, because Isfahan, capital of media, is right beside the Bashar reactor. And I guarantee one of the next major events to happen, if Iran does anything really stupid attacking Israel, the Bashar reactor is going to go up in nuclear flames, and we're going to be sucking up that pollution and radioisotopes. Tell us your response.
Well, if you want to see the kind of insanity that's going on, consider this. A few weeks ago, John F. Kerry was back dealing with Iranians. I think he was meeting with them in Europe this time. And he, of course, has carried on a constant drumbeat ever since Trump was elected, saying, ignore Trump, wait him out, help us destroy him. And once he's gone, all these problems you have, when we come back into power, will disappear. We will go back to the agreement of Obama and so on. Now, who is John Kerry to do that? In 2004, John F. Kerry ran for president. He had a notorious meeting in Michigan, as you know, where the anti-Semite Henry Ford had brought a lot of Arab workers in from places like Iraq and Syria to work in his car factories. That's why Michigan has the largest Islamic population in the United States today. And Kerry at that meeting was gathering money from Iranians in particular. And I spent a lot of time documenting all of this in columns I did at the time. But in 2004, Kerry received more than $180,000 just from Hassan Namazi. This is an Iranian-American investor who was a major contributor to the Democratic Party. You have to understand, why do the Democrats now stab Jews in the back and allow anti-Semitism to run amok in their own party? Well, A, they want the votes from people like Louis Farrakhan's constituency, but B, they get more money from Arab oil money. They get huge contributions in dark money, in concealed money, from Islamic powers in the world. And so that more than offsets what they might lose from Jewish support and Jewish votes. And we're getting basically to the point where we're at a turning point. There are now more Muslims in the U.S. voting than there are Jews. And so you're seeing a tremendous shift. But the point is, Kerry, while he was gathering that money, was condemning Israel at this Muslim meeting in Michigan, condemning Israel and damning Israel for daring to put up a huge bulletproof wall the terrorists couldn't shoot through to kill Israelis or send terrorists through. That is where the Democratic Party is today. Only now it's gone completely above board. I mean, when Ilhan Omar engages in the kind of vile anti-Semitism she does, and a few Jewish Democrats say, we would like a resolution condemning her, and the Democratic Party refuses to pass such a resolution, you know that something is happening. Oh, they condemned all forms of hate. They would not condemn Islamic anti-Semitism. They certainly would not condemn Ilhan Omar by name or any of the other part of the group of four and so on, the Quad. But the Democratic
personally think that she should be removed from
anti-Semitic and dependent on Arab money kind of entity.
I think there should be a presidential executive order to remove any pro-Islamic terrorist actions by congressmen or senators from power. I think that they should be immediately, number one, removed from power, do not have access to any public media or book tours, and should be put in a form of, if you call it, we're in a form of martial law right now.
Yes, and remember, the Democratic leadership was saying Trump must give his secrets in advance about anything he's going to do in the Muslim world
to these very people. Yeah, it makes
so
the presidency completely flaccid.
Give the information to the enemy.
Right, you can't do that. You can't run a country like that. They want America, but here's what the Democrats want to do, and people have to understand this. They want us to surrender to world government where they can kill much of our population, sterilize and kill babies up to 3 years after they're born, remove our guns and put us, if you don't agree, in civil detention. Now, right now, I talked to Pastor Butch Paugh, and I've had others send me this information. In New York State, the New York State are actually United Nations recruiting people to grab guns in New York and to put American citizens in civil detention camps. They're actually recruiting UN people that are our citizens to become UN agents to do that. Now, they have a 250,000 UN agents in Cuba, not for Cubans, but for Americans when the so-called civil destruction of America comes. The Democrats are planning on trying to remove our guns and put us into civil detention camps. And, of course, the old story, which goes back 20-some years, red, you're dead. Blue, you can be re-educated. Green, you're okay. If you don't think they're getting ready for this, when I spoke in 21 years ago and I gave a prophetic warning in Portland, Oregon, two things. One, I talked about a drum dance with a native young female being thrown into Mount Hood. The second one was I saw an open vision of welders welding, and dozens of them welding in shackles in former cattle cars with a false floor put in, so they had two layers. And two men stood up and said, we did that welding this morning and we repent of it in front of the entire audience. People need to start grasping here. After I did that comment a few weeks ago here with Greg Ford, I had another person in North Dakota, who actually came back and said, I had a comment just a few years ago, that a guy started weeping in a rail car, and they asked him what was his problem, and he explained how he was actually trying to get money because he was welding, and he said 40,000 shackles in the last month, and there were dozens of other welders working in North Dakota in a rail yard. You don't understand they're getting ready to take us and put us into civil detention or execute us? You're a freaking idiot.
And well, this is where we people should be reading my current column at WorldNetDaily, WND.com, called The Outlaw Left and the Roaring Twenties.
Right.
Because what they're not only trying to take your guns, they're trying to abolish law and order as we have known it. The left now has an open agenda. If you look at it piece by piece, you can put it together. They want to abolish the police.
Right.
They want to abolish prisons. And they're going to unleash all virtually everyone who's in prison now. They want to decriminalize crime.
Right.
They already have it in California such that shoplifters can go into your store, if you're a small business person, steal $900 worth of goods and services or whatever.
Do you know what they,
And they will not be prosecuted by the police. They will not even be hunted down.
I think it's under $950. So they're actually going in there stealing. They're stealing with a calculator. In other words, they're calculating the value of their theft so it's not over $950. So they won't be prosecuted. Isn't that wild?
And then, having taken away your ability or your defense from the government, you won't have police anymore, you won't have jails anymore, you won't have laws to protect you anymore. The only laws left will be to use against you for being rich or successful, to confiscate your wealth, your freedom, and so on. The only thing they will then do is make sure you can't defend yourself in this lawless society, and they'll do that by taking away your guns. Now, ironically, in the period of the Blue Laws, that is, in colonial America before the American Revolution against Britain, throughout New England, they had laws that not only could you bring a gun into church, as happened in Texas, and would-be mass murderer a few weeks ago, not only could you bring guns into church, you were required by law to bring a rifle or shotgun with you to church in case they were attacked by Indians. In other words, the people were required to be armed.
Well, you know, here's what I'm doing as an alternative. First off, I'm telling people, number one, if you're a gun advocate, buy bullet-making machines and material now. Number two, I'm putting up on my site, and anybody who contacts me, I'm going to post up what's called non-lethal technology for repelling those that want to come and take you into civil detention, harm you or grab you and put you in jail or hurt you. And number three, for people who are real close friends, I'm going to share lethal technology. It's a lot nastier than anything that the military has now or in the future. I'm not going to tolerate it, and I'm going to release technology that wouldn't be released by even the military until later in the 21st century. I'm not going to tolerate it, and I have skill sets, okay? People need to know that. And I'm totally fed up with not only the left, but the right. Look at this Romney guy, this fake Mormon Muslim maniac nutball, Romney, and others. People have to understand there's some very corrupt, sneaky characters on the right, too, that are not supporting Trump. Now, I don't think Trump is perfect. He's a screw-up in a lot of ways. He's recycling water. He doesn't understand the drug trade, and the organ trade is run by SAD. He doesn't really understand that most of the people who stay here are not crossing the border. They're actually overstaying visas. He doesn't understand that cyber protection of our internet and our commerce is wide open, and we have people like Greg Ford and William Barnsdale has a system to protect us. We are wide open for missile attacks, and he's not responding to our whistleblowing about Russian nukes in La Archila Island and Nicaragua. Whether it's his staff around him or him, we're not getting a response. And America is like, how put it this way? We're going to a drug cartel with not a clothes on and not even a weapon, and our bare butt is showing. How's that?
That's
not good.
Perfectly realistic.
And if you don't think I'm realistic on this, let me tell you, I worked with the federal government in Operation Top Off in Dark Winter in 97, 23 years ago. And I'm going to tell you, we are, as they say in the military, already screwed and tattooed. How's that?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Exactly. So we're coming back. So, Lowell, here's my surgical plan for dealing with it. I agree, I don't want to prosecute war, but I prosecute judgment, okay? Here's how I prosecute judgment. Number one, our biggest problem is not Iran, it's our so-called allies that will not immediately stop any financial dealings with Iran. I would shut down with the SWIFT system any country that will not immediately stop financial transactions with Iran. That means France, Germany, whatever, I'd shut them down. It could be 24, 48 hours. They would have an economic hiccup that would give them a cardiac arrest. Number two, I would take out all their military-based satellites and radar, etc., and I would do it surgically so that they could not prosecute a war even if they wanted to. So they couldn't even target a missile system. Number three, I would make sure that I would shut down all the SWIFT money transfer systems, not only through our system, but also the Communist Chinese. Because remember, since Communist Chinese did this, and I have my own intel sources, Communist China is not only shipping in carfentanil, which they are sad special activities in the CIA, but they're laundering the money for the drug cartels around the world in banks in Shanghai, China. Did you know that? And in fact, it turns out Mr. Comey's brother was one of the chief bankers in this bank, UBC Bank, that actually is doing the laundering. Okay, I have this from my intel sources. So that would immediately put, basically, shun Iran so they would have no outside economy. Then I would close down the Strait of Hormuz and I'd chaperone ships out there and I would not allow any Iranian oil or gas to ship out of Iran. Period. Okay? And if they tried to intercept, I would immediately sink their boats and hit them with very advanced weapons, which we have. I wouldn't engage in a brown war. You don't have to. And I would tell, and I would immediately start forcing Iraq to get rid of these 20,000 troops that now Iran has moved into Iraq. And I would tell the Iraqi people, both Sunni and Shiite, if you want peace in your country, you both Muslims have to start working together for your country, not for Iran. Iran doesn't give a crap about the Iraqi people or people in other countries like Tajikistan, Azerbaijan, or even the Palestinians are on contract to kill Iranians because these are probably not Iranians that are doing the killing. It's contract killers brought into Iran to kill people in opposition to Rouhani and the mullahs. That's what's going on here. Now, Trump is very clever. He will deal with this like a mafia don, and he will surgically, step by step, that's why these guys are very nervous now. That's why they didn't kill any Americans with their missile attack. They want to see what we're going to do next. You know what we should do next? Financial. And we should shut down Europe and any of these countries that deal with them trying to sell Airbus or buy oil and gas from Europe, from Iran. If we do that, Iran, their own citizenry will rise up even if tens of thousands die, and these mullahs will be strung up by their toenails. Okay, so you have to understand we don't need to prosecute war. We need to prosecute what's called judgment. Prosecuting judgment is much more effective than war. War is a banker deal. We want a long, dragged-out war where many Americans die or get their limbs blown off simply because the banks get really rich from a long, prolonged war like the 18-year war in Iraq and Afghanistan. We don't need to prosecute war. We need to prosecute judgment. And believe me, we have the means, financial and otherwise, to prosecute judgment so in a weekend, Iran are on their knees, and in a week, their civilization and their mullahs are dead. That is what needs to happen. If you're listening and you're giving advice to POTUS, he needs to be more Trumpian. How's that? Trump needs to become Trump again. And we have to actually decide, we don't want war. Just like he said, I don't even want regime change. He just wants them to stop building missiles. We need on-the-ground verification. If you're not building missiles to attack Israel when you say, I'm going to kill all the people in Haifa and Tel Aviv, he needs to mean it. It means we have to have on-the-ground proof that they're not building damn missiles or giving money to Hezbollah to target people inside Israel, and that we're not having missile silos set up in Iraq or Iraq or Syria getting ready to take on Israelis, because the Israelis nuke the crap out of anybody that tries to do anything. I'm very concerned that Israel, being pushed in the next few weeks, may well bomb the Bashar reactor, which will fill the rest of the world, including southern China and so on, with radiation. We're in the tailpipe of that friggin' mess. So Trump, if you don't answer and do this properly, you're going to have a catastrophe that's going to get way out of control, and eventually you'll be pulled into a maelstrom of destruction. And once Israel attacks, Russia will be like Ezekiel 38 and 39 with hooks put in their jaws. I am against you, O Rush, Russia, the red-haired Vikings from Eastern Europe. Chief Prince of Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh. And by the way, you have to understand the Khazars run the state of It's a Real Hell. Are Khazarians. They're the ones of Tubal and Rosh, and Russia, Moscow, and Tobolsk. These are the grandsons of Noah. People have to start grasping that where we're on is literally the virtual end of secular human history. This could end up killing most people on Earth if we don't manage this properly. And people don't get it. It's a lot worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis or 1983 Grenada Crisis. This is the big show, isn't it?
Yeah, well, people need to understand, they need to have much more refined sensibility than they have now. When they say they're woke, meaning they're hypnotized, they've been radicalized, their eyes have a thousand-yard stare to them. For example, right. In Australia, we've been shown this footage as if the entire continent were burning. Actually, only a tiny percentage of the continent is burning, an area about the size of Maryland.
Right.
Which is not the end of the world. But now, police in Australia have just in the last few days apprehended more than 180 people and found, as they suspected, that those people appear to be arsonists. They have arson equipment. They have accelerants to make fires burn faster. They have been setting these fires. This is not global warming. This is just an unusual, happens every once in a while, weather condition in the South Ocean.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of it is bad management. They don't clear out the duffs. They don't have water depots for firefighters. They don't use other exotic technology to stop fires, which I mentioned in numerous shows here in the past, like compressing air down to liquid nitrogen, using scalar technology to turn off fires, and using drone technology to actually use fire retardants and drones to actually go in and get these spot fires to get things going. We're not using this. We're thinking we've got to bring in a helicopter or we've got to bring in an air bomber and so on. Yeah, these things are old technology, 20, 30, 40 years old. The fact is we're not using anything advanced. We're not even thinking out of the box of what is a fire. It's electron transfer. I mentioned three different technologies, liquid nitrogen jets, using a linear accelerator to tube to actually get these liquid nitrogen jets to turn off fires, a scalar technology to break the electron transport using scalar frequency harmonics, and then what's called a positron beam technology, which when it breaks the electron chain, fires just are turned off like flowing a switch. We're not looking into anything exotic, and as a result, these climates are basically being driven by space-based scalar weaponry, which is, by the way, on purpose. Fires and droughts all over the planet are being driven on purpose by globalists. They've weaponized the upper atmosphere with thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum. They have scalar torsion field imaging technology to change weather systems to collect them together or disperse them. And this is all on purpose. It's not by chance. It's not just a natural phenomena happening. Yes, there are cycles, but they're exaggerating the natural cycle dramatically on purpose. They're exaggerating the natural cycles.
Well, the point is not to be fooled by the kind of propaganda they're using to frighten you, to stampede you, to
right.
turn you into a herd creature.
Right.
You know, don't let them govern us through the herd in your head.
Well, the problem is that people see...
what they're trying to do now.
People don't want to believe the truth because it's so big a lie. It's like a Paul Bunyan lie. They don't want to believe the truth, even though it's bizarre, that we're being ruled by demonic Luciferic Satanists and transdimensional entities. They don't want to believe that the globalists want to kill most of us, which they've actually said publicly in Georgia Guidestones and public documents like the World Watch Institute published every year in January. They don't want to believe that actually the documents where 72 world leaders met in 2016 with Barack Obama and the Pope, and the Pope even suggested he supports the idea of the Green Agenda, which is directly anti-human. You got to understand here that where we're at right now is the end of secular human history. This is not just a rehearsal. People like Deagle are doing this. I'm not doing this because I want to do it in my retirement years. I'm doing it because I have grandchildren, and even after I die and go, I don't want civilization to deteriorate to the point where most of the human race is either wiped out or have a Pyrrhic victory where the living will envy the dead. It'll be that bad. That's where we're going, people, and I don't want to see that. And you see, we get to choose. Do we want to choose God's way? Do you want to inspire Trump to say, do surgical things to literally neutralize the mullah maniacs and remove them from power and teach the countries in the world that we do not want war, we want peace, but we're going to force peace if we have to. And we don't have to prosecute a long war with dead Americans and limbs blown off. We can do it in a number of fronts that I just mentioned that would completely neutralize these maniac Muslims and think that if they start a big war, they're going to bring about the 12th Mahdi is going to show up, and Muhammad and Jesus will come as his inferior prophet, and they'll behead Christians and Jews and others if we don't turn into become Muslims. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, you're delusional. No, I'm not delusional. If you don't believe me, you're out there delusional. You're delusional. And you might say,
By the way, Craig Smith and I go into a lot of this in our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. We also go into a lot of this thinking with our new large white paper kind of small book called China's Top Secret War. And you can get both of these books absolutely free. They will not cost you a penny. We'll pay the shipping. We'll pay for the book and everything. Just by dialing a toll-free number, 800-630-1492. A great thing to do in this new year to kick it off. 800-630-1492.
That's good. Now, I have the book, but I don't have that latest paper, so send that to me, too. I want people to start grasping that the future is ours to, number one, what you're doing, and I mentioned this repeatedly with my other top guests, like Greg Ford and Susan Lindauer, and now tomorrow we're going to have Barbara Honegger on. We have a cadre of people who are bringing a prophetic and geopolitical truth. I call it geopolitical and spiritual manna. This is a time for us nationally to repent. We need to repent of not surgically taking action. Doesn't mean we don't go and kill people like Soleimani. No, no. But it doesn't mean we decide to prosecute war. We want to prosecute peace, like Trump says. But you have to do it in a surgical way so lots of people don't die, either on the other side or on our side, or we don't create an environment so bad that human beings and society and the environment collapses. So I want people to understand.
People who are not able to see the whole big picture, there are lots of other alternatives. For example, we've been talking about Australia. Right. Australia once had a giant lake or inland sea in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as I wrote about in my book, The Cooling, long ago, published by Prentice Hall, it would be entirely possible, in fact, it would be fairly easy, to just tunnel back into that basin and flood the whole center of Australia with seawater. Now, number one, that would lower sea levels. So you would offset what you now fear in global warming.
Yeah, but
it would make all of Australia a more tropical, green continent. So you would have a whole.
Well, they don't even need to have seawater. They can have primary water. We have Paul Power. I'm trying to get him back on the program. He's very nervous about coming back on air live, but I've had a number of videos over the years we've done with Paul. Primary Water Institute, Northern California. What people need to understand here is the globalists don't want you to think there's a solution. And I'm going to ask you this. You have a couple minutes left. Ask me, if you can, quickly, a health question, a geopolitical, and a spiritual question that you would not know that the person answering could possibly answer unless he had God on speed dial. Go ahead. Ask a health, geopolitical, and spiritual question.
Well, that's a bit of a challenge. Why
no, it isn't.
The Pentagon...
Yeah, I'll even help you with a question if you can. To ask a question of any one of those. A health question.
Okay, why did the Pentagon days before Christmas declare that military people should not, under any circumstances, use an ancestry.com or an ancestry123.com, any of these things? In other words, turn in your DNA
I'll tell you the answer, okay? And here's a technical answer as well as a spiritual one. Firstly, if you just have a fingerprint on a doorknob, they can actually determine who you are because the Chinese have hacked into Huawei and these other things' databases, and so have the Russians. So there's open databases of all people's genes. Number two, there's scalar technology, so using scalar technology, and I have it in my office here, I can scan your DNA remotely anywhere in the world and find your geopolitical location and GPS coordinates. If you don't think that's a bad thing for our intel agents, you're not paying attention.
And you thought voodoo was fake.
It's not fake, okay? That's why people understand these things are doing real things with real power, and it's not good. And they have not only DNA amplification technology, they have scalar tracking technology. That's why they advise them, because they know we have it, the Russians have it, and others now. Okay? That's what's going on.
But there we are.
There you go. There's your answer. May the Lord God be blessed. May we have a new decade of revelation and apocalypse of truth.
A new roaring 2020s. Which is most important.